In this bulletin, Theresa May survives a no-confidence vote in her leadership. Cyclone Owen gains strength as it heads towards the Queensland coast. And Socceroos star Aaron Moy ruled out of January's Asian Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. British Prime Minister Theresa May is vowing to facilitate a Brexit that delivers on the 2016 referendum. It comes after Ms. May survived a vote of confidence in her leadership of the Conservative Party, 200 votes to 117. The vote was triggered by 48 of her MPs angry at her Brexit policy. It's understood around a third of Ms. May's party cast votes of no confidence against her. Ms. May is urging politicians on all sides to come together and act in the national interest. She says she'll continue to try and push a Brexit deal through that more people are happy with.
Whilst I'm grateful for that support, a significant number of colleagues did cast a vote against me, and I've listened to what they said. Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country, building a country that truly works for everyone.
While the Conservative Party as a whole has declared support for their leader, some individuals within the party feel differently. Jacob Rees-Mogg, one of the most influential pro-Brexit Conservatives, has told the BBC Ms. May should resign.
The Prime Minister must realise that under all constitutional norms, she ought to go and see the Queen urgently and resign. And I'll tell you why. If a Prime Minister cannot get her business through the House of Commons, she clearly doesn't have confidence in the House of Commons. She should make way for somebody who does.
Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is calling on the entire government to resign.
It's made such a mess of Brexit and it's ceased to function in any other respect. You know, we've been reminded today that the entire UK has been plunged into crisis and chaos because of a vicious civil war within the party. It's a disgrace, it's selfish and self-indulgent, and the sooner the lot of them go, the better.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says the confidence vote's result makes no difference to Ms. May's ability to deliver an amicable Brexit deal. Cyclone Owen is gaining strength in the Gulf of Carpentaria and could pack wind gusts of 200 kilometres per hour when it crosses the Queensland coast. Forecasters expect Owen to be a Category 3 cyclone when it crosses a remote part of the Queensland coast, likely tomorrow. Owen is currently a Category 2, sitting over the Northern Territory coastline and is expected to head back towards the Queensland coast later today. Pensioners living overseas will have to provide evidence that they're still alive every 2 years if they want to continue to receive welfare benefits. The federal government says the measure is designed to stop taxpayers' money being paid to dead people and would save $150 million over 4 years. Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher says the government estimates it's currently paying pensions of around 6,000 deceased Australians who'd been living abroad. Michael Cohen, the former lawyer to United States President Donald Trump, has been given a 3-year prison sentence. Cohen is the first member of Mr. Trump's inner circle to be jailed over the inquiry into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He's pleaded guilty to multiple crimes, including campaign finance violations, tax evasion, and lying to Congress. Cohen has also been charged with paying hush money to two women Mr. Trump is alleged to have had affairs with. Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for one of those women, adult film star Stormy Daniels, spoke about Cohen outside the courtroom.
He deserves every day of the 36-month sentence that he will serve. Michael Cohen was sentenced today. Donald Trump is next.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison's way to describe parliamentary gossip has been named the 2018 Word of the Year by the Australian National Dictionary Centre. Canberra bubble was not Mr. Morrison's only entry on the shortlist, with Fed Income Power, his way of referring to coal-fired energy instead of renewables, also in contention for the title. Other words to make the shortlist were drought relief and NEG, an acronym for the National Energy Guarantee, the policy that saw the downfall of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. To football and Socceroos star Aaron Moy has been ruled out of January's Asian Cup with a knee injury. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold will name his squad for the Asian Cup in the coming weeks. Australia's Asian Cup defence kicks off against Jordan on January the 5th. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, showers and 19 degrees. Rain and possible storms in Melbourne, 23. Hobart, rain at times, 23 degrees. Canberra, rain and a possible storm, 26. Rain at times for Wollongong, 24. Similar for Sydney, 26. Newcastle, 28 and rain. Brisbane, a late shower or two and 32 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 34. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.